This piece was brought to you by Cane Vineyard and Winery, cane5.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
Business.
Just before Christmas Eve, the California Court of Appeals made a decision that could have wide, sweeping consequences for organic labeling. In Quesada versus Herbtime Farms, Inc., Michelle Quesada accused Herbtime Farms of mixing organic and conventionally grown herbs, labeling it all USDA organic, and charging a higher price. Herbtime Farms is one of the largest growers of herbs in California, shipping over 5 million pounds of herbs annually. Quesada brought a class action lawsuit against Herbtime Farms under California's false advertising and unfair competition laws.
The court decided that Quesada's claims were preempted by federal organic certification. In other words, because Herbtime Farms is certified to grow organic produce by the USDA, only the USDA can determine if they violated that certification. The defendant argued that the organic certification process was designed to create a national standard for organic products. Organically grown carrots are held to the same standards in California as in New Jersey. If individual consumers could sue based on state laws, courts and juries could hold producers to different standards and erode the integrity of the USDA organic label. Producers may not invest the considerable amount of money and energy in the certification process if they felt their organic label could be second-guessed by state courts.
In the late 1980s, organic producers requested uniform national standards. The organic movement was growing, and different states had different laws about labeling and advertising. It was quickly becoming a nightmare of red tape for farmers. The Organic Food Production Act of 1990 established the National Organic Program, or NOP, in the USDA. It took over a decade for the NOP to decide on a set of standards for organic farming and production. Finally, the USDA organic certification was launched in October 2002.
The NOP holds any imported organic products to the same standards. They oversee 30,000 operations in 133 different countries. A board of 15 volunteers appointed by the Secretary of Agriculture oversees the NOP and updates the standards on a regular basis. The NOP inspects applicants through accredited certifying agencies. These agencies are independent and can be public state-run programs or private for-profit companies.
The decision from Quesada versus Herbtime Farms is only valid in California for now, but it effectively takes away consumers' abilities to sue producers for false organic labeling. Instead, all complaints must go through the NOP Compliance and Enforcement Division, who can give fines and suspend or revoke certifications. For Heritage Radio Network, I'm Meredith Hodnott.
And I'm Jack Inslee. Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.